Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
That's my song, Trauma. And it's just really interesting. Did I suffer a traumatic experience just now? Perhaps not. It was more personal issues or bad luck. The emotional stress was because I was in law school and my health reasons. So I have health reasons of why I couldn't take the exam and I worked very hard. Accommodations, it was also had to do with, affecting, I lost all my notes. I was making a decision because it was like a month. I had to be ready, it was that reason. But on the other side of the coin, today, I'm trying to just straighten my life out. I'm put in situations I cannot believe in. As I told somebody who I work with in talking about these issues, somebody I know, I had a very bad life, karma, in dealing with monsters. I don't know why I attract them. Is it my unique personality? Well, anyway, some people are just luckier than me in getting luck all away from that. I think everybody attracts, to some degree, monsters. When I say monsters, I say evil human beings. And evil human beings are in my building, in my area, who don't want me to live here, who are trying to get me to lose my home, prevent me from going to law school, prevent me from being in industry, all kinds of things. Well, every single day, since I lived here, which I regret, I wish I had not lived here at all because I should have moved further away from where I was before I lived here because I've been living here a long, long time. I woke up today just now, talking about schooling and what I needed to do. Then I overheard these low lives, or I won't call them low lives, I call them people who are so dangerous mentally. I think it's a racism category, yes. I said to them sociopaths, they were calling, said that they contacted Purdue to prevent me from being a lawyer or getting in. She made up stories to the detective that I had an insane delusion. They have something against me because of my race. I believe it's racism. So I have reported it to the state. Now I have to report it to the state or the NAACP about this. The government has to get involved because I consider them have mental illness. I simply don't know these people. I don't even talk about these people. They say they have religious beliefs or whatever that are so old-fashioned. We live in California. We're not living in 1940. This is the 21st century. I have mentioned that they have these anti-bias laws, anti-laws in the city state. It will never a conservative state like this person keeps saying. It's only Democrats. Democrats, all the Democrats that I know that I contacted, the congressman, to the council, to the mayor, don't condone this. We can't have this in a housing situation. But I wasn't even thinking about these people today, or usually I really don't even talk about neighbors or anybody else. Or it's also these people with mental health issues coming over here from Rose or San Fernando Mental Health's clients. They should not have came over here. And I have these other crazy people coming over here talking about things that happened 20 years ago. Listen, I consider them monsters, dangerous, got mental illness. They can't move on. Something's wrong. They can't mind their business. They got some conspiracy. That's why the government is going to get involved in this building. At the same time with those allegations about expectation of privacy, which I mentioned before, which I still believe is some violation here. But it hasn't been proven, but it is likely a possibility with these people. I don't talk about these people. I don't talk about my neighbors because it's none of my concern. I keep to myself. I don't care what they do. I'm pretty sure they have great jobs or a lot of money. They can have it all. It's none of my business. I don't know why would somebody want to try to stop me from being a lawyer because of jealousy or stop me from being in the music industry. The music industry is another thing because I was simply reached the point where I was about to retire because it's just too long. I don't want to deal with playing music or stuff and writing songs and not getting nowhere with it. And then at the same time, these same individuals have said, made up stories in the industry about me being low functioning and stuff that, I don't need to hear that, you know? Of course, I consider these people very dangerous mentally. I don't know why the police haven't investigated them, because they're going to investigate and the government's going to investigate them without me doing anything or without me being involved sooner or later. You don't act like that. So they wanted to take my musical dreams, yes. About sociopathy, about taking dream killers. They said they had my songs used on the radio illegally, like Struggle and stuff like that. I have it copyrighted and published. All my songs are copyrighted and published. And so I was told by the songwriting organizations or entertainment industry, that's the way to protect, control everything. How can they use it? The other suggestion is that somebody who would look just like me, African-American, tall, has pretended to be me, ID theft. Well, they committed fraud and forgery because they're going to go to jail with those people with me, because that's a crime, but that has not been proven. Why it has not been proven with expectation of privacy, I strongly believe something is going on. Because this building where I live is supposed to have followed laws with the government. And these people don't want the government. They're concerned about the business being damaged. One of them had made up a lie to the detective that I had an insane delusion, which I did not. I consider her a sociopath. She contacted the dean with lies. That's a sociopath. Okay, she should be arrested. You can go to jail for calling the dean confidential and making up stories or try to prevent me from getting into school. She did the same thing with a PhD program, Pacifica. She also did it with a job to try to prevent me from owning. I don't know why I tried dangerous, low-life trash to hinder me from going for my dream. I had to drop out of my school because of my health issues. And other thing related to education, because of these situations were not the reason, but it was other reasons. But when I look at this, I cannot believe I attract this trash. Oh my God. I mean, you don't do that. You don't do that. I am very concerned why these people haven't been arrested or put in jail. They are dangerous. I think they're capable of committing murder or mass shootings. They have that same type of personality, a narcissist, a sociopath, and so on. It is a possibility that they got money for my music. I didn't make that music to be no hobby or for someone to steal or someone to pretend or impersonate me, because it's hard to impersonate me, Duff Knight, as a person. I think it's all false allegations, but I also think if it is true, I think it may be. So I don't need all that stuff. So after 32 years doing music and not getting nothing to show for it, why would I keep doing it? It's not possible. I mean, I've done all I can. I don't know. I'm taking a break. I released my album. The song Trauma is an illustration. It's prophetic of what I experienced. And it's not fair, you know, financially strapped for cash. I mean, really not really getting much of anything to show for it. And then at the same time, I also realized that what some of these monsters may be connected to somebody who I am affiliated with, living with me, who's a friend or like a brother. And I think that he should address the person who's living with me, these acquaintances. Scott or Ben or Brad, I mean, they should not come around, or whoever. So I know what the reason is. These people is trying to stop me from getting the industry, stop me to hinder my potential because they're jealous. And one reason why, again, as I said, women don't want me to go to law school because they don't want me to sell my home. They want me to go back to an apartment. It means take away my dream to own a home. Take away my dream from the music industry. Stop me from getting in, doing positive things because they're dangerous. They're losers, okay? So I had to call the San Fernando executive director tomorrow because I don't want these clients coming over here. I don't know why they keep coming over here because I would never be a part of mental health because I used to work in mental health. I'm not a counselor. That was 20 years ago. I am not a counselor. I'm an artist. I've been an artist for many decades. I make music. I haven't got nothing to show for it. I'm not going to go out there and keep singing after so many years. I paid my dues many decades over, and I'm not afraid to tell people where I am and how old I am and so on. I've been dealing with this for years. I had so many failures, and one of the reasons is because dealing with monsters. I don't know why I attract somebody who's got some ulterior motive to stop me simply because of jealousy, or ulterior motive to stop me simply because of, I look like a black person, you know, a black dangerous person, predator, mentally ill person who's jealous of me. You don't do that in the African American community to stop other African Americans from being lawyers or being in the music industry. And these people keep talking about Illinois, as I told you, they got a mental health issue. I ain't trying to be. I did not get in law school to be a bum. I came and got in law school because I have bad experiences to wanting to fight for justice. I was trying to be a lawyer in 2007 before Obama became president. So don't compare me to another black person. That's an ignorant, deranged person. And there are a lot, there's already have been African-American president and Supreme Court justice and so on. So why are you mentioning that? You don't go by color or skin, you go by character, and these people are ignorant. This person also has been in jail for 20 years for murder, from what I've heard, and coming up from South Central, coming from the East Coast or whatever. I don't deal with people who deal with these things. When I say those things about murder, it is it was what they say out their mouth. I don't deal with people who have been in jail for prison or ex-cons or drug addicts or losers or leeches or someone want to undermine my potential. And because of what happened today, I'm very concerned about my safety living here because these people are capable of doing something heinous to me. One of them said that she's a social worker. She's a deranged, dangerous, low-life sociopath, monster. She's a criminal. She should not be, she's pretending to be a social worker. But she's a narcissist. She's got some deranged conspiracy. If she is, she should be arrested. She should be fired because she should not be targeting me for no ulterior motives. And I have said sociopathy, how she said that I needed to go to a conservatorship. She's trying to drive me crazy, get me to leave in 3 years. She's waiting for it. All these things are true from this deranged, dangerous monster or low-life trash. First of all, I am very high-functioning. I'm in law school. My brain is advanced. Why would she come up to somebody like me? That's for something extreme. Second of all, why would someone try to hinder my potential? But the truth is they're racist. Racism is still alive and well in America today. I have those good aspects that we were not no longer living in 1950 or 1940, but I guess somebody don't want me to succeed simply because of the color of my skin. They think I'm too uppity or trying to better myself when they can do the same thing. I realize when someone said that they want segregation and they're white separatists, it should be investigated by the FBI because they cannot have this type of person living in Los Angeles, especially in the San Fernando Valley or anywhere where it's supposed to be very liberal and it is blue. People vote blue. Why would they allow this heinous, despicable individual come around me? Because white separatists are the lowest level of common denominator in the society. You can't have no racists living around you because they're capable of murder. I don't want no KKK member around me. I didn't mean to talk about these things, but this is what these people say. Sociopathy, sickness. This is what I dealt with on a daily basis. Let me tell you. Has that caused me trauma? It's not going to stop me from my goals, and it wasn't the reason why I dropped out. It was health reasons, but maybe in an indirect way, I just cannot believe I attract this type to me. These people should be locked in federal penitentiary or so on. I mean, I'm high functioning. I'm very high functioning. I own my home legally. I'm aspiring to do good things for myself, and I'm a very good person. The only thing I can say is that when I call the LAPD about this, about what these people have said to me in this building or outside behind my back or in a spread to me, they said that the only thing I can do is take a police report and to have evidence of any of these, show evidence of these situations. And that is a fact because it has to be addressed by the LAPD and the federal government federal housing and development because, that is a dangerous situation. Racism should not be going on today, and I guess it is still going on. And I guess somebody's living like it's 1940 and this is 2020, so they should get involved because I have to protect my rights, so that's why I mentioned NAACP, and I mentioned the federal government, and I mentioned Anti-Defamation League and all these people to get involved because I don't want a white supremacist or to target me. Just like I don't want a black dangerous hoodlum to target me because of black-on-black crime, which is the case. And it's easy. Black-on-black crime is really surprising. When I was younger, I just could not believe that that was a fact, but it is a fact of life. And it has to do with the mentally ill people coming from that center, San Fernando, Cornerstone, and living on Haskell and in the building. I am not making up stories. Black-on-black crime is so prevalent that is because it is a fact that it is one of the reasons why a lot of African-Americans get killed and murdered because of other African-Americans. So I'm dealing with black-on-black crime from mentally ill, deranged black people who do not know me, who are up to no good, and I'm dealing with a dangerous white person who don't want me to succeed because he think I'm uppity. And I think that's a scenario that the government and the police need to address. I don't know why it attracts this to me. I don't know why. In fact, what I'm telling you is the truth. It's very hard for anyone to imagine what I'm going through. Because I cannot imagine going through this. These people don't have no capacity to understand the boundaries and reality of the system that we live in. So it got me thinking, is everybody a deranged person on this planet? Is everybody a racist? Or is everybody a sociopath? It seems like there are a lot more people who are idiots than I can imagine. But in particularly with the people around me, I'm very concerned. Because the expectation of privacy is important in this life, and we supposed to have respect each other. If you don't, it doesn't matter what goes on. We don't go up to people and target and try to hinder people because of our jealous or because we got something against me. I don't think that's fair for them to try to take my dreams away or to say things that try to hinder me or commit ID theft. I mean, these individuals are responsible for some of the ID theft that I have. And I'm trying to find my way to get out of this building so I can live by neighbors who know how to mind their business, and I don't want to live next door to a racist or some hoodlum looking for a victim. They look at me as a victim. And the truth is, I am a victim of this. So I have to protect myself by bringing the LAPD. I learned this long time ago when I was an adult with my own family, seeing how many people in my own family went to prison. And I don't have nothing to do with them, and I never will. Especially with my mom's situation, my dad's situation, seeing, observing and at a young age and realizing that family was elsewhere. Maybe family with my mom and my sisters, but not with anybody else. So with all that, I had a horrible, horrific life. And I had to drop out of my school for briefly because of personal situation, but maybe it was indirectly excavated by others. But I had this happen so many times, but I always try to triumph and do better. So I'm not very happy about that, but sociopathy is a contagious disease that can engulf and destroy people's dreams and so on. And someone's got some delusion, some conspiracy against me, plot to undermine my potential because they're angry or because they got some agenda. These people don't understand what the hell I'm saying. Right now, they're out there talking about minister and so on. I mean, this woman is crazy. Again, any type of racism, black or white racism, is wrong. Like I said before, they keep saying, stay with your own kind. That is racist. You don't act like that in this society. There's lots of interracial marriages of gay and straight. They should not be saying this in 2022. That is evil. That is not accepted. I mean, I'm not attracted to somebody who comes around 20 years, obsessed with anything on people in my home and undermine my potential. They think they're going to be with me, and they're not. I'm not attracted to somebody outside saying they want me to lose my home and get an apartment. It means they don't want me to succeed to get the American dream. I'm not attracted to somebody who committed crimes and who said that they lied to the music industry about my music so they can make it, and they have took samples and so on. But that's not the reason why I left the music industry. It's because I had too many rejections and too many bad experiences, and I have to stop. I've done it too long. I may return, but it's just not right for me to continue to do something that hasn't addressed what I need in order to, because I haven't gotten recognized. So I had so much, but it's because of the sociopaths out there that reminds me of how hard it is to go for a dream and how hard it is to be a good person and how we got a ways to go to be in a democratic, colorblind society. Racism is alive and well in America. And they have to have these laws protecting people of color, people of minorities from dangerous people. They also have to be more laws against stalking and to put the mentally ill people who are criminals and behind bars and in the mental hospitals so we all can feel safe. Because these people around me have mental problems or criminal backgrounds, and they should not be living around everyday life, law-abiding people like me and you. They don't have that capacity. That's my concern about the situation. They really want to take me down because of their jealousy or because of their racism or because of their conspiracy or because they don't want to see me succeed. And that's not fair to me. And I did nothing to them except want to be better and do better for myself. They really have shown how hard it is to go for dreams, but how it is possible by not giving up. And I'm not giving up. I just had a setback. The setback means I have to pick myself up. Well, I'm disappointed with this. I'm going to pick myself back up. Now, with my music, I don't know. I've done it so long. I may do it again. I may release another album, but not this year. I already released several albums. No one noticed me, but one reason is concern is being harassed for having a talent to write and make a song. And I did not make a song for a hobby. As I've written in that lyric, I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. and I did not write a song for someone to steal it or to, or allegedly steal it or say they bought a house or committed fraud with it. And I did not write a song to be harassed for having a talent for some jealous, deranged, mentally ill predator who should be behind bars, and they're outside right now or in my building, probably looking at me to take me down with more animosity. And the government got to be involved. The government has to, because these people got to be to move out, and this building got to be a law-abiding building where people mind their business. As I said before, these people don't have the capacity to mind their business because they're criminals. They're antisocial. Maybe they live in a backwards era. They want the backwards era of the 50s to come back. They've been in prison before. They did this to somebody else. Drug, alcohol dependency is one reason why they're doing this, which is a problem. They have a drug problem or alcohol. They're addicted to cocaine or whatever, which I don't deal with. I don't deal with people who are cocaine addicts because they cause more problems than alcoholics. They have been in jail before. They have a criminal record of fraud, doing illegal things. Again, one of them out there said that they were involved in some, allegedly, some homicide. I don't deal with that. I'm not making this stuff up. Believe me. I don't know why these people come around. Maybe it's because maybe the perception is that being a black person is a criminal or a dangerous person. I don't fit that perception, and I don't want people to come around me to think that way, because I ain't going to be the next statistic. I'm going to be a goody two-shoe. That's why I call the LAPD and the government to be involved all the time, because I don't want these individuals to come around me, and they're still coming around me. They're so happy that they want me to fail. They want me to, some of them even want me to die. They said they want me to die out there on the street. And that's how evil they are. As I said before, they have said, they impersonated me, they committed all kinds of crimes. They are responsible for that pay loan a fraud calling me all the time. They said they used my name on a pay loan. So I keep away from people like that. I want to be around good people. I don't want to be around a dangerous mentally ill or a dangerous black person who was looking at me as some victim or some agenda or some white person or Latino person who was incapable of following laws. I mean, they got alcohol and drug dependency. They're cocaine addicts. I don't hang around with people who are destined to go to a mental hospital or prison, because they go to cocaine addicts and drug addicts. Alcoholics are the one reason why they have caused so many crimes already, because of that connection. Two, they have criminal backgrounds. I don't want to hang out with somebody who commit crimes all the time and look at me as the next victim to take the next place. No way. Three, they have some mental health issues. They definitely do. Schizophrenia, delusion. One of them keeps saying they think they know me or I came on to them, which I didn't. I don't know why. They say that to me on the street. And my problem is I shouldn't be walking in the streets at night. Perhaps I walk too late, maybe like 9 or 10, because I like to walk. Perhaps I have to change the way that situation where I could come across these hoodlums. I just walk the streets 20 minutes, get some exercise. You know, I don't want to track that. I don't deal with that. Again, the lady says she wants me not to be in school because she don't want me to succeed. And she thinks I'm a candidate to be something that is never going to happen. Again, that's sociopathy. That's a deranged, dangerous person. That's a criminal. That woman belongs in prison. Said that she's going to put me, she said, and how is she going to put me in conservatorship? Try to drive me crazy. Press my buttons for me to go crazy and go to the hospital. That's what she said. She's also a racist. She said from South Carolina. She don't want no black person to live here. The guy in the building said he don't want no black person to live here. I did nothing to them. Again, racism is alive and well at my building. Hoodlumville, I mean, they got criminal records. Trespassing, and the hoodlums coming over here. I am not making this stuff up. As a disclaimer, I am not intending to violate the law. So that is what it is. I don't know. But thank you for listening. I will be okay. Good day, good night from Death Knight.